Welcome to This Week in Auburn Equestrian. Here's Andy Burcham.
Welcome to This Week in Auburn Equestrian, a big home competition for the Tigers this Saturday. Steps outside the SEC to welcome SMU to town. It's an 11 o'clock day, and you're asked to wear your blue on Saturday. Joined now by Tigers head coach Jessica Braswell. Coach, you had a weekend off from competition. Just talk about just that. Well, as before you compete on Saturday, basically 2 weeks to get ready for this SMU contest.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that the off week came at a really good time for us. We needed it. It was good last week to work on some things and get back to some basics. And then we actually were able to give everybody a couple of days off, which was great to recharge. And they came back, practiced really, really well on Sunday. And now getting into meet week prep and running patterns and things like that, getting ready for a very good SMU team on Saturday.
Again, after spending so much time on the road early in this season, I know it not only nice to be at home, but have that time to prep for such a big match with SMU on Saturday.
Absolutely. You know, we played this team in the fall at their place and did not get the result we wanted, but it was close. I think we were close. And so now getting another shot to compete against them at home in front of our fans, we're really excited about that. I think our team is ready for that. They've worked hard the last few weeks, and I think we've grown since the beginning of this semester with those meets to open on the road. It's tough, and being back at home against UT Martin was great and a good jumping off point for us. And then now getting to be at home for these last two big meets of the spring, I think will be great for our team and our fans.
Coach, what have you worked on from a discipline standpoint? Let me rephrase. What do you want to see the most improvement in for your squad as you head to this SMU competition?
Yeah, so we always talk about being penalty free. You know, that's a big thing in our sport, is just don't give the judges anything that they can deduct from you. So that's always something we're talking about. But I think the big message has been, as a teammate, you know, what can you do to help someone else win their point? There's 20 points in a meet. You've got to win at least 11 of them. So no one person can win more than 2 points. So you've got to help somebody else win theirs too. And that's really what our focus has been, is do your job, but also figure out how to make someone else better. And I think that they're really buying into that. And that's what's going to get us there all the way through the championship season.
Give us an idea what game day is like on the plains. This is an early start. It's an 11 o'clock start. And you guys get started really, really early that day, getting ready for the competition.
Yeah, so meet starts at 11. Our team will report about 6 because they've also got to get horses ready. So I think it's going to be a little bit wet on Friday. So the horses will probably be a little dirty and need baths and things like that. And our team braids and bands their horses and have to do a little prep on that end. So they've got that before the meet. And then our pre-meet and schooling and things like that start about 2 hours out. So
let me jump back a couple weeks. What was the response to your jerseys that you wore against Dartmouth, Coach?
I think it was pretty good from the Auburn fans. You know, it's something a little bit different for the sport of equestrian, but I think very normal in college athletics. And that's what we're looking at, is making sure that we're fitting in that realm of college athletics. And the girls getting to wear Auburn across their chest and their last name across their back, I think that was big for them, and fans being able to easily recognize which team's in the ring. It was a big step forward, and Dartmouth wore jerseys as well, and they enjoyed it. So I think it was fun to do, and we'll actually do it again in a couple weekends against College of Charleston.
Were your players able to pick their numbers?
They were. So they got to pick their numbers. They got to give us their top three choices. And shockingly, we didn't have that much crossover. So I think most of them got one of their top three numbers, which is fun for them, because it's not something that is, you know, that they've normally gotten to do. But now they've got their number. It's on their winter coat. It's on their jersey. It's on their garment bag. It's on all their things. So,
all right. Coach Braswell will join us Thursday night at Tiger Talk. She's going to lead off the show starting at 6 o'clock at Baumhire's Victory Grill. Coach, look forward to being with you on Thursday, and we wish you all the best this Saturday against SMU.
Thank you, War Eagle.
Tigers head coach Jessica Braswell, War Eagle. This is Auburn Equestrian.